More than a million Syrians who fled the war since it started 5 years ago have crossed the border into Lebanon, but they're not the only ones taking refuge there. There are smaller groups of people from other countries, and they are also hoping to be granted refugee status so they can start new lives. But for now, they wait. Reporter Ari Daniel has our story.
When I met Abdullah Abubakar al-Jazuli in Beirut, he shook my hand, smiled gently, and told me about growing up in Sudan.
We were living the best life. We were living the simple life. We ate what we grew.
Al-Jazuli grew tomatoes and wheat. He raised cows and goats. Until 2003, when he turned 17, and the farm where he lived and worked in the region of Darfur fell into the heart of a war zone.
It was a mass extinction, a mass genocide from the Sudanese government to the sons and daughters of Darfur.
Bombs scorched farmland. People fled, lost track of one another. Al-Jazuli held on in Darfur until 2007, but it just got too dangerous. So he left, traveling through Syria to Lebanon.
Some friends of mine told me that there was a refugee office for people just like me who had come from Darfur and that they would help me and protect me.
Al-Jazuli is describing the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency. He went there to apply for refugee status, which he needed to get asylum abroad. He had 5 interviews over 9 months.
By the 9th month, they rejected me as a refugee.
He's not the only one who was turned down. Hashim Musa is also Sudanese, though not from Darfur, and he came to Lebanon seeking refugee status too.
The UN office has offered me nothing.
This situation prompted Al-Jazuli, Musa, and a handful of other Sudanese to organize a peaceful sit-in last summer in front of the UNHCR building in Beirut. Al-Jazuli says this kind of protest has succeeded in getting people resettled before, but this time it was different. And in October, he says a security team forcibly moved the protesters away from the entrance down the block.
One person held my hands back, one person hit me in the stomach, and they threw me over a metal gate.
Musa pulls up his pant leg to reveal a scar on his knee the size of a quarter.
5 people had jumped at me, one put me in a chokehold. And as they were pulling me out, I fell on my knees, and that's how I hurt my knee. To this day, I limp. I am shocked because this is the UN where they are supposed to take care of refugees.
The UNHCR, though, says it had nothing to do with the attacks.
Of course, this would be a bad practice that needs to be punished if need be. We're a humanitarian agency at the end of the day.
Donna Sleiman is the public information officer for UNHCR Lebanon. She says her agency's mission is to take care of those who qualify as refugees, but the demands are extreme. Lebanon is already host to more than 1 million displaced Syrians and some 2,200 Sudanese by her count.
Sudanese people in general in Lebanon have legitimate concerns and legitimate frustrations. We do appreciate the hardship that they're going through.
But she says not everyone can be resettled. Still, Sleiman says her office has sat down with everyone from Sudan to tell them about Lebanese agencies that can offer help. And she supports their sit-in.
I think it's important that they be heard.
Not just by people in Lebanon, but overseas as well. 100 feet or so from the UNHCR office, along an alley, I find Al-Jazuli, Musa, and 2 other Sudanese protesters. We sleep here every night, says Ahmad Abubakar.
Ahmad's taking me inside here. Oh.
I crouch below a tarp. The protesters have lined the sidewalk with cardboard. A series of sleeping bags are carefully arranged. Abubakar says there are 8 people living here on the street, including women and children. A cold, wet wind blows against the tarp. It'll be dark soon. Al-Jazuli tells me the eyes of much of the world are on Syrian refugees, and they're getting priority, even though the Sudanese have been asking for asylum for a decade. He says that's when you realize not all refugees are the same. For The World, Ari Daniel, Beirut.